Hello and welcome to Persuasive Speaking and Pitching with Andrew Tollington.
I remember the very first time I gave a pitch like it was yesterday. I walked through a door into a huge room. Five people sat at one end of the table and I was expected to stand at the other end of the table, just like an interview. I stood there and I realised something had changed. My body. Suddenly, my heart was racing and beads of sweat were forming on my brow. My hands became clammy and everything became very tense. I worried about strange things, not about the pitch. I worried about strange things like, was my hair sticking out? Was my top too tight? And then I thought, hold on, what am I going to say? And who are these people? What are their names and what are their titles? I'd forgotten that all. And then I thought, hold on, how do I introduce myself? What's my name? Where am I? Who am I? And why am I here? This is the petrifying feeling of the pitch. Why do we feel this way and how do we overcome it? Well, today I am going to show you my four steps to overcoming anxiety and nerves when it comes to pitching. Survey which suggests that people fear public speaking more than dying. This would suggest that individuals would go to a funeral and prefer to be in the casket than at the pulpit giving a eulogy. For that very reason, I think this is a distinctly dubious survey, but nonetheless it is true to say anxiety and fear sits around public speaking and pitching is a form of public speaking. Ernest Hemingway gave a fantastic quote to illustrate this. He said, there are two types of speakers, those that are nervous and those that are liars. We all become nervous when we pitch. Next month, I'm entering my software product, into a new market. From an existing market, I'm moving into a new market. And I guarantee that when I go into that market, I'm going to be nervous and I'm going to be anxious because I've got a bunch of people in front of me that I don't know that well. So my anxiety levels will be higher. Nerves, anxiety affects us all. Even the most practiced individuals. Take, for example, Hollywood actors. If you look at Hollywood actors and you take them outside of the stage and you get them to give speeches, they can be pretty awful. I have one example for you here of Idris Elba from The Wire and lots of other Hollywood movies. In this particular clip, Idris Elba uses both notes and sounds pretty unconvincing and inauthentic because he's nervous. Let's take a look.
And there's an even bigger gap between the people that make TV and the people who watch TV. Now, I should know because I live in the TV world. And though there's a lot of reality TV, which I hate, but reality TV hasn't quite caught up with reality. Change is coming, but it's going to take its sweet time. Now, why change? Number one, I think because the TV world helps shape our real world.
So as you see, Idris Elba can be nervous, and so will you be when you give a pitch. Why? Well, there's two schools of thought around why we are nervous when we pitch. The first school of thought is one that concerns us as we grow older. The idea here is that when we're 5 years of age, we don't have a lot of nerves around these things. But as we get older, when we go into our teenage years, we start to think that the world is all about us. We start to think that, certainly in my case, when I stepped through the front door and I went out when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, later probably, when I stepped through the front door, everyone was looking at me. Trainers that I was wearing, the shirt that I was wearing, the hair style that I had on mattered. It was like I was in a movie. And back then I felt everyone was assessing and evaluating me all the time. That's what it was like. And the idea here is that over time we've gone from our innocent, no fear stage to accumulating lots of social values and fears, which means that we are less easy at expressing ourselves, which is what we need to do in a pitch. So this is the first school of thought, the idea that we accumulate our fears. The second school of thought is that this is all primeval and evolutionary. We have our fear because it's in our instinct. Thousands of years ago, so they say, thousands of years ago, we were stood up and we were if we were in front of a group of people and there was silence on their part, and us in front of them, looking at them, a group of people, just us, a group of them, just me, I would be fearful, because thousands of years ago, probably the next thing would be a spear would be stuck in me. It was the last thing that I see before I die. A bunch of people were looking at me exclusively, and at that point, I would fear for my life. So supposedly we have this fear, this fight, flight, or freeze feeling that comes over us when we go to speak in public, when we go to pitch. Now, either of these two could be correct, but they don't really help us that much get over our fears. So I've been thinking a lot about why we fear pitching and what are the variables that we can control to reduce down our fear when we're pitching. And I've boiled this down to four things, four distinct elements. The distilled elements are as follows: the importance we give the pitch, the subject matter of the pitch, our knowledge and familiarity with the audience, and how much we have practiced pitching in the first place. I came up with this idea when I considered how different a pitch is to me talking to my friends in a pub or in a bar. Say I'm in a pub or a bar and I'm trying to persuade my friends to go somewhere else next Saturday night. So I am trying to persuade them it is a pitch and I know the bar. That's my subject matter. The audience are my friends. What I'm doing is I'm speaking in a public setting, so that's public speaking, and my friends are sat there, that's my audience. Is it important? It could be relatively important. And therefore, in many ways, that is a pitch, but I have no nerves. And when I'm in front of people in a real serious pitch, I have loads of nerves. What's the difference between these two scenarios? Me in a pub, persuading people to go elsewhere, an audience, importance, a subject matter, and practicing the oratory. And what's the difference between that and me in a pitch? These four elements are sat on a continuum of nervousness. In other words, in a pub, we have zero nerves, but in public, we have lots of nerves. And each one of these factors can be adjusted to ratchet up the nerves. And typically, when we go to pitch, all of those four are maxed out. They are at absolute maximum. We are super nervous when we pitch because these factors are maxed. We can reduce down our anxiety by bringing off the max and putting it to medium and low. Each of these four can be addressed and the anxiety around them reduced. And if we do that, our pitch will feel a lot less anxious. So let's explore each one of these four in turn. First thing, importance. The importance with which we give to a pitch. Is a pitch life-changing? My answer to that question is most definitely it can be, yes. Not if you're pitching a product every single day and you work in a large organisation and perhaps you don't particularly care that much about the product or that sale, but typically, very often, we do come across pitches which are life-changing. For example, if you're trying to get a round of funding and you have a team of 10 people for your working for your company, if you fail to get that funding, you don't need to go back to the office and tell those 10 people, I haven't got the funding, and that's it. Perhaps you have to close the doors. That is life-changing both for you and other people. Pitches can be very important, therefore, because it can be life-changing. So the importance with which we give a pitch changes the way that we feel about the pitch. How do we change that? We change that by firstly saying to ourselves, this pitch is not life-changing. I tell myself a little narrative before I pitch. This pitch is one of many. It may not be, but I tell myself that. And I tell myself I have four other pitches that day and I have 20 more that week. When I tell myself that, I feel my anxiety come down because I think to myself, it's cool. Plenty of other opportunities coming up. Let's just give our best delivery and move on to the next one. I tell myself that narrative that reduces down my anxiety. That's point one. The importance with which you give your pitch reduce down the feeling of anxiety by saying you have lots of others in the pipeline. Second point, subject matter. You must know your subject matter and you must know your subject matter well. If I gave a podcast, not on pitching but on particle physics, I guarantee I would be uber nervous. You wouldn't listen to me. I know you wouldn't listen to me because you could sense I'm not very knowledgeable. And I know that you feel that way. I know that I know nothing. Therefore, I would be anxious. If you know your subject matter, you will be less nervous. A great example of that is from my public speaking club, where we have a competition to see who has the best speech. And the person that nearly always wins that speech competition is not the best speaker in the sense that they're the most practiced person that wins competitions. Typically, the person that wins that speech competition is the person who's giving their very first speech, which is ironic. But it's because the very first speech which you give in our speech club is around yourself. It's all about you. And people tend to know themselves better than anybody else. So when you're talking about yourself, you'll feel at liberty and at ease. You'll feel a sense of freedom because you know the subject matter so well. If we want to reduce down our fear and anxiety of pitching, we must know our subject matter well. Thirdly, audience. How well we know our audience will determine to a degree how nervous we feel. If we are completely unfamiliar with our audience, then we have a big distance between ourselves and them. It's our job to reduce down that distance and to become more familiar with them. In a pub, when I'm talking to my friends, I'm pretty warm and relaxed. With my family, again, same thing. And we have family, we have friends. Then it becomes a bit more tricky when it is colleagues, then strangers, and then perhaps investors or customers. At that end of the continuum, that's when we get really anxious. So how do we then become more familiar with those people? We do that by simply getting to know them. We do some searches online. We look at their Facebook profiles. We go on LinkedIn. We do a third-party search and we have a look for other publications that talk about those individuals. We start to get to know them. And then, if we can, we go and get to know them in person. We take them out for a coffee, we go to lunch with them, we go to events, we meet them and we talk with them. That means when we meet them in the pitch, it won't feel such a shock because we've spoken to them before. Don't expect, however, that they will be as pally with you in the pitch as they were when you were having coffee with them, because they'll be in a public setting and they will feel themselves a level of anxiety and social conformity. But you will feel much closer to them and you'll feel less anxious if you get to know the people you're pitching to before you pitch. The other idea is to get to know them when they come into your room. Shake their hands. When I give a speech on pitching and there's lots of people coming in, I'll shake everybody's hand and I'll also try and take some time out before the pitch to go, before the speech, to go and sit with them and talk to them. The people that I've spoken to are nearly always the warmest and most engaged when the speech actually begins. They're the most likely to put up their hands, they're the most likely to smile and laugh because I've broken the ice to some degree by becoming more familiar with them. Fourthly, practice. The fourth thing we can do to reduce down the anxiety and nervousness that we have with pitching is to address how often we speak in public. If you do not speak in public often, you're going to find pitching tricky. To be good at pitching, we must first be great at communicating. Only when we're good at communicating can we be good at pitching the value that our product, our solution has. If we don't speak often in public, our anxiety is bound to be higher. When we come to express our thoughts, when we've written them down, we're taught typically from the age of 5 how to do that. We're taught how to express our thoughts from 5 onwards. But when it comes to the spoken word, at the age of 5, 6, 7, you name it, all the way through into higher education, we're typically not taught how to speak. We learn how to speak from copying other people, but we're not taught how to speak, and we're not taught how to speak in public. That's all self-learned. But there are some distinct differences between putting your thoughts on paper and putting your thoughts into the spoken word. Let me give you an example. When you're reading a book or you're reading some words on a piece of paper, if you get lost, you can always go back. In a speech, you can't. You can't press rewind and you can't press pause. There's no way to fact check and go back again where you lost your point. If you're lost, you're lost. Therefore, in the spoken word, when we learn how to speak in public, the art of oratory, we're taught little tricks that make sure that our communication is sound and much better. Tricks such as using drop points, using pauses, and through repetition. And you'll see, for example, that I repeat commonly throughout my podcasts the topic which I'm speaking about, because I've been taught to speak with repetition, because otherwise, when we hear these words, we don't take them all in. And when we don't take them all in, we can't go into reverse and backtrack like we can with a book. We just can't do it. So I build a lot of repetition into how I speak. So we must learn how to speak in public before we can really reduce down the fear of the pitch. What's the best way to do that? Unsurprisingly, I would recommend that you go and join a public speaking club. If you don't join a public speaking club and you pitch, you'll probably be, I'm not going to say you're going to be bad, I'm sure there's some fantastic pitchers that have not joined a public speaking club and that pitch very successfully, good on them. But for the vast majority of people, the public speaking club is like a play pit. It's where you can play around and you can fail and not have any consequences. And then when you get really good at communicating, then you can convert that into how you pitch, and you have far more control about your pitch. I pitched for years as part of a large team, some really big contracts, long pitches, for years without joining a public speaking club. And I was successful, of course. But looking back, I know I could have been much, much more successful had I joined a public speaking club. Another example of this is when I was best man. I was best man 7 times in my life. The very first time I was best man, I winged it, didn't do any preparation at all. And it was okay. All the other times I spoke, I was super nervous because I hadn't joined a public speaking club and learnt how to speak. What did I do at weddings when I was nervous? I got drunk. I gave 6 speeches at weddings of me being drunk giving a speech, and somehow you get away with it because you're the best man, but you would never win any awards for those speeches. So just because you've winged it once or twice and you've been okay, just because I was in a large company winning big contracts, I thought I was okay. But let me tell you, I guarantee you'll be better at pitching if you learn how to speak in public, learn the art of oratory, and you'll reduce down the level of anxiety and nerves that you have in a pitch. So in conclusion and in summary, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not we are nervous because it's social pressures put on us since we were a child, whether or not it's because of it's something which is evolutionary around standing in front of lots of people, it doesn't really matter. What we need to be able to do is look at the variables in our pitch which we can address to reduce down the anxiety. And those variables are the importance, the subject matter, the audience, and the oratory. If we look at each of these 4 and we reduce down in our minds the sense of importance, if we look at the subject matter and get to know our subject matter, if we get to know our audience and we get to know how to speak in public, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you'll be less nervous, you'll have less anxiety when you come to pitch.
Thanks for listening to my podcast. I produce these for free. And one of the most natural things for all people to want to do is to give back after they've received something. You can give back by simply sharing, reviewing, rating, or giving feedback on this podcast. You can also get notifications of future podcasts by subscribing to my email list on pitch-school.com or by joining my Facebook group, #AndrewTollington.